Oluvannyuma lw'okuyingira mu kanisa gye bali bamaze okukyakala bakitaddemu ensobi y'okusumbula
mingi.
Nasalawo okubaika nga lwevunika okubagamba nti agenda zimbala nnaku
ssatu
ebintu bingi byakyuka
nnyo,
kale ekiwumbo ekyo kyatandika okubaawo kuba Mukama waffe lwe yazaalibwa.
So that would happen ever since the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because himself is the word of God. Because we are told that the beast quoted a womb of the sword. But we are told in Hebrews 4:13 that the word of God is a double-edged sword. And it came from that word of God himself. But we know that John 1:14, that is the one who cross pressed and came to us.
And so when we saw in the Ganganya,
other three beasts behind.
What are you Greek?
There's Greek.
Medo-Persia.
There's Medo-Persia.
Then the Roman Empire.
There's also
Babylon.
But they also had their
heads,
but they never got that
war.
Not until we reached the last beast, the fourth one, the Roman Empire.
Well,
they had already built around 7 heads of them.
Greek
had 4 heads.
They
had
never entered
into very things like the games and posts and the legs. But he had 4 heads. So that wound of the word of the sword of the word of God, it continued to spread around all the entire world, however much the Lord Jesus Christ had gone through there. Because that's why he told us that he had already entered into the apostles. When he speaks in John 15:7, that if at all within me, and my words are within you, you can ask for anything that he shall be given. Now, how much was raised and taken? He had remained within us. And he told us that he never left us orphans. But he continued to be with us, even up to the end. If at all we continue to preach what I've been telling you, and we remain with him at the scroll of the book, as we speak about him, the Holy Spirit that speaks about him, when you continue to preach as he was supposed to be, command upon command, line upon line. So it created and enlarged that wound to a greater extent. And when the power of the word continued to be much, when Apostle Paul reached Rome, where that wound was
given,
where the false spiritual system begins from, and
he
created that a very strong ministry of the ministry of God, gospel of God. It worked for around 7 years, but it reached a moment and it failed then, on the reign of Emperor Constantine.
yaje nawambe kanisa.
He came and captured the church.
Naakyusa abawulizi bonna abaalingawo.
And he changed all the ministers who were there and the priests.
N'aleeta abantu abaali tebamanyi wadde Bible.
And brought people who never knew even the Bible.
N'abawa obukulembeze.
And he gave them authority.
N'ebifo ebikulu.
And even other greater
positions.
When you saw that people outside there had the spirit and had scriptures,
n'ateekawo ebyokusomesa.
He established his own teaching. That those who don't have letters of ministry should be preached the gospel. So he concerned so much with people who never had the spirit and never had even the scriptures within them. When they reach people, they found them knowing so much and they found a very great challenge. Which that the scripture that had
been
entered. They searched for them out and hid the Bible. And there came a period of dark ages. The students were not reading the Bible and not knowing God. And those who had Bibles had been killed by that period. Within that period, that's where they began to create up the book called the Evangel. And within it had very few scriptures. And it was only being having or given to those who are great. Just as it is as for now. Within those seasons, they started inventing things which are not in the Bible. When people are following but not knowing, and they thought they had read in the Bible. So the biggest problem was Martin Luther, who was a father in or a priest within them. They started inventing up very dangerous things within them, and they never lined up together with him. And for him, we saw the Bible where that he did them and then ran to England. That's where they connected with King James. Then they started spreading this Bible. So salvation again came as if it was being raised within England. To fight for the beast so that it can grace that wound, which is called the Roman Empire. But it went on eating them. And then two words there are very many things which can speak, be spoken about that and how the wound moved on, which we cannot explain as by now. But that's how the wound initially began. It's healing. It was just capturing the church, which had been giving them the wound of the sword of God. And they molded something which is like Roman Empire, which we call the Roman Catholic Church. It is this thing that brought down that Roman Empire, but now in the form of the Catholic Church. They brought it as a church, but it was rather their own government and authority of reign. So that's how the wound moved on.
May
God bless you. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. For the wedding ceremony which I bring you tomorrow. Be faithful. Raise up on your feet.